Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you are listening to News Caller Radio. We would like to thank you for joining us for the next 15 minutes. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to be with us, and we thank you. We are located in the high desert of California. We cover local news, politics, and sports. Areas covered: Hesperia, Barstow, Apple Valley, Phelan, Atlanta. You name it, we're there. Send us an email if you'd like to interact with the show. podcast@newscaller.com. Also, hit us up on Twitter at Truth Teller Show. Once again, I'm your host, James Roberts, Truth Teller, and I'll be back after the break. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to get down into it for our local weekly news blitz, starting in the city of Hesperia. Tortoise shoplifter gets 2 years in prison for the burglary he committed off of Main Street at the Pet Supply. In the city of Victorville, four arrested in swap meet murder. This is a very tragic story. Victorville authorities have arrested all four Compton men charged with shooting a Victorville indoor swap meet business owner to death on March 26. So it's great news that all four of those criminals were placed under arrest. In the city of Lucerne Valley, man accused of attempted murder, a double murder actually, and staying in the city of Victorville, Pizza Hut carjacker headed to trial. Teen faces 34 years to life regarding his criminal activity. All of these headlines could be found on newscaller.com. I want to get back to the city of Hesperia. Hesperia Popular Meat Market is ready to close. Apparently this business has been in the city of Hesperia for approximately 25 years, and they cited the bad economy, landlord issues, and health problems, and an aging building that needs constant upkeep, and the owner cannot handle it anymore. The superintendent in the city of Hesperia keeps post after talk of termination. The school board, actually the newly seated school board, voted to keep the superintendent in office. Hesperia man found dead in Apple Valley. Homicide details the investigation regarding this tragic incident. And parolee at large following high-speed car chase in the city of Hesperia. Now, I want to discuss the schools in the high desert for a quick moment. Victorville Unified High School District approves 80 layoffs. Now, I was under the impression that Prop 30 that just passed was going to prevent this type of action from taking place. So if any of you have any further information as to when Prop 30 goes into effect, or have any other information or insight as to exactly why the 8 layoff notices are going out, could you send me hit me up on Twitter, or also hit me up on email at podcast@newscallers.com. It would be greatly appreciated, because we're going to have to dig a little deeper into this issue so we could get basically to the bottom of it. This is going to conclude our segment on our quick news blitz, so stay tuned for another quick segment break, and we're going to jump into the city of Hesperia and discuss the movie theater that just opened up at Civic Plaza 12 on Friday. So we're going to kind of dovetail into that and get back in a quick second, so stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. This is James Rogers, the Truth Teller, and you are listening to News Caller Radio. The city of Hesperia just opened up the Civic Plaza 12 movie theater this Friday. I was going to try to get over there, but I had other plans. But I will definitely check out the movie theater this week. I'll take the wife for a nice bag of popcorn, maybe a pop, and catch a G-rated movie. My wife was over there sitting in the corner, folks, laughing about that one. She's like, oh, you're going to take me out? Yes, honey, I'm going to take you out, considering the movie theater is a lot closer instead of driving 20 to 30 minutes to Apple Valley. So I'll take the 5-minute drive on Main Street any day of the week. It's a fascinating story because, yes, we do need corporations and businesses to open up in the city. I mean, it's just tiring constantly having to drive out of our community instead of having stuff inside our community. Now, here's the kicker. For a lot of you who do not know, I recently ran for city council on this last general election. There were two tiers of candidates. There was obviously the top tier who raised over $10,000, approximately 4 to 5 candidates who had money. There was a second tier, and I was in that tier where we ran our campaign for under $8,000. And I came in second place via the second tier with 7%. There were a total of 11 candidates. Well, during the whole vetting process and talking to city officials, and I called them city servants, but they are officials, I was advised that the movie theater was opening up and the city had invested taxpayer funds in the project. And I was extremely baffled as to why, because that's not the proper role of government. I was advised that the parking lot apparently is going to be used for dual purposes. A, the movie theater, and B, for the community park area that the Civic Center has over there on the city property. Well, my whole theory on this is, if the city was going to build the parking lot, if they really wanted it, they would have built it prior to the movie theater. So I think that was just pretty much cover for the city. In my opinion, I really do not think that the movie theater needed some form of corporate welfare to open up. I'm quite certain when this corporation ran the numbers in regards to the population of the city, what's the average income, etc., they knew that they were going to have a large market share. They were going to have 100% of the market share in our city because there aren't any other movie theaters. So if they would have opened up, it would have been fantastic because most likely everyone within the community who attends movies out of the city would participate in supporting their local business. Now, apparently, they're going to have alcohol at this establishment. Via the Daily Press, there was a piece this week that stated a beer and wine will be sold there in the cafe. Initially, when I heard this, it was several months ago, I was like, uh-oh, they're going to have, you know, Bud Lights inside the movie theater itself where children are viewing the movies. But once I heard that there's an actual cafe and individuals will be able to catch a movie, have a meal, and have a beer and glass of wine, I was like, okay, maybe it might work. I dug into a little bit more investigated via the internet, and I found out that there was a movie theater in the city of Pasadena that's extremely viable, and it's using this model, and they haven't had any problems. So I am hopeful no cost for service will increase in our city via public safety. So actually that $8 ticket you think you may be paying to attend a movie is actually going to be somewhere around $10 or $12, considering the city kicked in taxpayer money for private enterprise. And once again, that is not the role of government. Now, you always hear the follow-up on this. There's another side of the coin where they always say people who are for big government and participation in crony capitalism. Well, if you go ahead and invest taxpayer money now, you will eventually reap the benefits on the back end via taxes. Okay, so let's ponder that. Where has that model worked at? For the last 10, 15, 20 years, the social engineers have been implementing this concept, but guess what? It has basically bankrupted all states and municipalities. So you tell me, where is this working? So I want to go ahead and kind of dovetail into the corporate welfare comparison to welfare. I pulled some numbers from the U.S. Department of Commerce and the census. 4.1%, and by the way, these numbers are as of October of this year, 2012. 4.1% of Americans are on welfare. There's approximately 4,300,000 on welfare, 46 million on food stamps. Now, $131 billion are paid out annually for welfare. And those are the numbers via the U.S. Department of Commerce. Now, those numbers do not include food stamps or unemployment. So it's pretty staggering. Now, we are in the top 10 as states go. We are ranked number 9 for wage equivalent. Hawaii topped the charts at $17.50. So if you're on welfare in the state of Hawaii, you're bringing in approximately $17.50 per hour. Alaska's comes in number 2 at $15.48. And the great state of California comes in at number 9 with $11.59. Approximately 26.9% of individuals who are on welfare will be on welfare for 2 to 5 years. So, it's rough, you know. 2 to 5 years is a long time to be on welfare. But that's going into a whole nother story, but we'll have another segment on that at another date in the another time. Now let's kind of dovetail into corporate welfare. For a lot of you who do not know what corporate welfare stands for, it's government support or subsidy of private business, such as by tax incentives. Haven't we heard that term a lot? Tax incentives. I'll say it again. Tax incentives. Via the New American website, they had an article posted as of August 6th of this year, states that the Cato Institute lists, now this is halfway through this year, 2012, $100 billion was already spent on corporate welfare. That's via the Cato Institute. So in 2006, the numbers were 2 to 1. So for every 50 million or billion that was spent on welfare for the people, approximately $100 billion or million was spent on corporate welfare. So every time you hear the term corporate welfare queen, it's actually a king, because they are in their suits with their top hats, because they're hitting the Richter scales as to how much corporate welfare is being doled out. And they make you feel guilty when corporate welfare isn't given out. So in conclusion on this topic is, it's not always what it seems compared to welfare to corporate welfare. So in conclusion, talking about corporate welfare in our great city of Hesperia, knock it off, because all you got to do is look down the street and you will see the city of Victorville, and they are in deep baloney based off of their reckless spending via their power plant, etc. Even with the mall giving the developer so much tax incentives, corporate welfare. So this was our first show. Visit us again next week. I'm sure it'll get better. I was extremely nervous, but I'm trying. I'm a true patriot, and I'm just trying to cover our local issues. So if you could go ahead and shoot me over an email, I would really appreciate it, on some topics you would like me to cover, over at podcast@newscaller.com, or hit me up on Twitter, The Truth Teller Show. That's right, everybody. My name is James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you are listening to News Caller Radio. All of our segments will be 15 minutes until I get better at speaking for a longer duration. All right, everyone. So you have a great day if you're listening to it in the morning, or have a fantastic evening. Peace.